Let's just say it's a wacky day. But it's the news, according to me. Well, hello, everyone. Hello. It is Friday. It's Friday, Shabbat Shalom. We have January 24th, 1:24, 1:25, really, Eastern Standard Time. I am actually in the Central Time Zone at the moment, near a college town. I'm not going to say where I am, but let's just say I'm near a college town, not too far from Chicago. But I am just doing my thing here. Lots of things have happened this week, and a lot of things have happened to my cup. I have no cup right now. Well, I have a cup. I don't really consider this a cup. Someone, I had to have something. This morning didn't go as planned. I had hoped to have some, get my vitamins, have some time to do some things this morning before I got going, and I got caught, kind of behind a little bit, and the next thing I know, I'm heading out the door and had to be on my way. So I was in Scranton yesterday. Didn't really have time to do a show yesterday, so this is my show before the weekend. Next week, however, there will be a show, most likely Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I believe even Thursday, I believe. I have to look at that for sure, but on the 30th, not sure what's going to happen on the 31st, on Friday yet, but that, other than that, in fact, I probably take a look at this and see if it's actually out yet. What my schedule will be for next month. My next month starts actually on the 31st, so it looks like there's nothing on my schedule yet. But the I will find out in the next couple of days. Now, I have, Monday through Thursday, at least, there'll be a show, most likely Monday. However, it's going to be crazy, and just as crazy as what's in my cup right now. I have actually a Starbucks chai latte. I got a venti chai latte, hot one. It's not hot anymore. It's rather cold. I probably should just put some ice in it and make that, what it is, whatever it is. Now, someone's calling me now, which I have no idea who it is, so I'm not going to bother answering that because I'm not calling into the show because they have no idea I'm doing the show. So there's no way that's happening, but not sure exactly what's going on. With that, I got a call from my eye doctor earlier today because they didn't charge me enough, so I had to pay more. And now they're probably going to tell me that I paid too much or something. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there. They probably screwed up my account or something. I don't know. Ended up paying $500 with my copay, for my new contacts. The copay was $5 or $10. But my contacts were $500, and that was after insurance covered the office visit and my contacts, supposedly. I have a feeling they screwed up again. They're probably calling me back again. Who knows? They're probably calling. But the I have no backup cup. All I have is water here, basically. So it's kind of a weird deal. I don't know what's going to happen with all that. I'm almost done here with that. I'm going to go try to get a nap and then work out and try to get some dinner, early dinner, because I have to get up like 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, so it's going to be very early. But needless to say, let's move on to some political news. The I don't know what's happened with the show. First of all, let's talk about that. What's going on here? We've got listenership is up on over 300%, and it's quite alarming, actually. Like on a continuous, steady basis here, we're talking. We're not just talking just in the last week. What has happened in the last week? What has changed? Well, basically, there was an election. Someone took, that there's a new president. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. All I know is on one of my platforms, it has listenership has gone up about double, and on the other platform it has tripled. I don't know exactly what that's about, but it seems as if there has been a change in the algorithms. That's all I can all it can amount here to anything that he does, because my show hasn't changed a bit. And my show is going to eventually change. I think I'm going to start another podcast and promote it separately or promote it differently. And it's just going to be a podcast that is about YouTube channels and podcasts themselves. I'm going to review mostly YouTube channels that have to do with political news. Now, I thought about doing also one that has to do with more hobby-type news as well, because I'm involved in a lot of hobbies, welding, CNC, you know, kind of not really pro, but, you know, prosumer kind of thing, so just like home workshop-type equipment, CNC router, CNC mill, CNC plasma cutting, those kinds of things. I'm kind of involved in some of those kinds of things on the side. It's kind of one of the things I've thought about doing a channel that would just review those channels, more of a channel review kind of thing, or a podcast review. So I'm thinking about doing that. I'm not sure if it would be an everyday thing. It probably would be a once a week thing, where I would do an in-depth review of someone's political channel. So I might talk about MSNBC. I might talk about just anything from Joe Rogan to Liberal Hive Mind, anybody that goes, just a mix of all the channels that I typically go to and some of that I don't, Young Turks, stuff like that. I might look at some of those kinds of things. So I'm really thinking about doing a review channel on that. That's what's in the future here in this year, which I think would be kind of fun to do in some ways, but also might be interesting to some of my listeners. So that's just what I'm doing. And now there's been another potential channel that I've talked about doing, about conspiracy theories, and it's just been because that has to do with the book I'm writing, one of the books I'm writing right now. I've been writing for several years, and I'm at the point now where I think I could actually run through it and actually finish it. That's the goal this year, is to get that done and have it out there, hopefully before the end of the world happens. So that's kind of the plan, because this is kind of a book about conspiracy theory, end of the world stuff, and how that all relates to biblical things that are happening around us, and the times in which we live. So that's where I'm at with some of that. Now, more likely on the actual political scene right now, we have, of course, President Trump is out talking to, today he's out talking to victims from the, or I should say, the folks that have got damaged by the storms, Helen and other things, that has never happened. He's actually talking and having coherent conversations with people. And we also have people that are, Vance, I believe, is out at a March for Life rally. I believe he's speaking at that, even as I speak here, I believe he's out actually speaking there. Just some things like that are happening. Good things happening around the world, happening around the country. It'd be interesting to see what happens. There's been some serious executive orders done this week, and all of them, as far as I'm concerned, have had a good positive impact, I believe, on our nation. This issue of birthright citizenship, Robert Gavea has a take on that. I'd like to listen to it. It absolutely is under the president's power to do so. This idea that for some reason people can come here and have anchor babies and that kind of thing has been hotly contested. It has not been since the beginning of our country. It has not necessarily been a part of our law, so that has been kind of instituted aside from what the Constitution actually says. So there's kind of some interesting law there. But again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a financial counselor. All these things are just my opinions and just what my conglomeration of what I can gather from the internet and the way things, different opinions of things and how that all relates to everything. So we'll go over some of those things eventually, but it's interesting to see how this all pans out. Next week, like I said, I've got more days I can do the show, and I have life settling back down a little bit after the introduction of our new little puppy that we have. I shouldn't say little. He's probably about 77 pounds now. He was 76 or 75 when I got him. 76 by the time I got him to the doctor a couple days later. And now he's probably getting closer to 77 pounds. He's putting on weight, getting a lot of exercise, and it's all been filling out muscle. He's a 9-month-old puppy, and of course, until they get to about a year, they continue to grow up, and then from a year on, they kind of grow out. They kind of fill out and become. And he is a horse. I'm kind of trying to find a saddle. I think to put on him, and I might just ride him around the yard. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but at this point, you might never see me again. I don't know, because if a deer shows up, as I was. I said something about this on the show the other day. I let the dogs out after they eat supper. Typically, let them out front of the house. We have 7 acres, and they can run around where they want to. And just let them out, and usually they just kind of hang around and they kind of play. And we kind of talk, you know, play. He plays catch, which is kind of, or not catch necessarily, but fetch. I tossed his little retrieval toy out, and he went out there. And I let him out. Of course, I was just about to grab the retrieval toy, and they were kind of messing around. The dogs were kind of there, and. Next thing I know, I see the silhouette of a deer running through the yard. And the next thing I know, I see, so he sees the deer, and he starts chasing the deer. At that point, I notice that there are about 30 other deer going through the yard. It is a whole herd, at least 20. I lost count after a while, and there was more than a couple dozen, because about the time I thought they stopped, I just kept seeing them. It was just a huge number of deer going through the yard. Of course, he took off after them. I figured this is going to be the end of my, I was never going to see my dog again. Didn't even have him for 3 days and he's gone, or 4 days. And of course, he did come back rather quickly, actually. I was kind of shocked and amazed. He's been very good about that, and I don't know how long that's going to last. He may start to become more of a wanderer and start going around to more places eventually. This could be a problem, because there is a road, a busy road, within about a quarter mile of me, and that's, he could definitely go, he can do a quarter mile in about 5 seconds. So I don't know, it's going to be, he's just so fast, unbelievably runs like a horse, literally, just very quick dog. So, I'll have to figure that out, but we'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, I just wanted to pop on here really quickly, have a short show. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for the listenership that's up. I just want to be very grateful for that, and just wanted to apologize for the fact that there's not been a lot of show this week. Next week there'll be much better content. I'll have a few more things to do. Right now I'm just on my laptop here at the hotel that I'm in. And hopefully it'll be different next week. A couple things that have happened this week that I think are critical. Ones that, like I said, the releasing of all the hostages, as Trump said they were. The other thing that's happening is there's some people on the left still. Only playbook they have is Orange Man Bad. He's a Hitler. He's an insurrectionist. He's releasing his militant group. This is his insurrectionist militia. They're calling these people his militia they're releasing. This paramilitary group that he's released, that he's given, and he's signaling to everyone who wants to be a part of that they can. It's just ridiculous, knuckleheaded, just brainless activity that's going on the left, and their accusations. They're already trying to impeach him, I believe. It's just which is, you know, just par for the course, and which I think just makes them look even more petty and trivial than ever before. And I somebody made a statement the other day. It's not so much that people are running to Trump, it's that people are running from the left. They're just tired of this. They're waking up to just the ridiculous rhetoric. Now, I think one of the things that Trump did was had one of the resolutions I think that he put forward was that to announce that we are formally acknowledging that there are two genders, a man and a woman. And their heads are popping off because of that. Of course, now you can't get them, any of them, to admit how many genders are there. They won't give you a number. Okay, so how many genders are there? Is there a scientific, you know, or can we do this? And of course, they can't. They can't figure out anything about any of that stuff. So it's just one thing after another. And I we'll see how this all works out. The Harry Sisson, this kid who has a kind of a boyish face. He's probably in his 20s, but he comes across like he's a Gen Z. He comes across like he's some high school kid. He's a complete and total shill when he was talking about President Biden when he was in office, and he was talking about how he was just the most cogent person. He was just right there with Morning Joe and Joe and Mika Brzezinski, just right there talking about how great and wonderful Joe Biden was. And of course, then it goes after the, he still does, still won't confess to, or admit to the fact that Joe Biden was absolutely incompetent. But those days are behind us. I think we have some good days ahead of us, and I think we just need to just let things go, you know, with what has happened there. I'm not even sure that there should be any kind of, needs to be some investigations, some of the corruption, that kind of thing. But I think unless they're going to do something about it, they need to let it go, and we'll just move forward and get it over with, and get, you know, just let's get a transparent integrity back to our government agencies and the things that are going on. Gavin Newsom still is has not resigned, needs to resign. Let's face it, this guy has been incompetent. The whole government structure, much of California, is just a mess, and they're not doing what they need to be doing. So I think his political career is over, in my opinion. The left will always defend him. However, there are some people on the left who are very upset with what's happened, so we'll see how that all goes. But in the meantime, I believe that we have some things formulating, some things happening. We'll see how it all works out. Like I said, the left is, their heads are popping off for no reason whatsoever. It's just because they're just upset and. They definitely have TDS. TDS is a real thing. And of course, it's happening with all of them. So it'll be fun to kind of eat the popcorn, watch the show, and see what happens here in the next few weeks. Of course, I'm sure we won't get through even a month of them without having all kinds of proposals for impeachment for Trump and that kind of thing. We'll see how that all works out. But I think there's real... Now, I want to talk about this one thing. Vivek Ramaswamy apparently is dropping out of the Doge management organization. You don't need two high-powered individuals running a department. It's just... I think that Vivek and Elon Musk, great people, both have great teams. They both have the ability to manage and operate the whole thing. In my opinion, one or the other should have taken over that particular position. Now, an opening has happened in Ohio, which I believe is where he's from, and he is possibly going to be running for governor in Ohio. I think it's a good move. I don't think it's necessarily that Vivek can't get along with the current administration, or they can't get along with Elon. I think they can get along fine. However, when you see an opportunity for something where you can spread out that kind of management, that kind of philosophy, don't clump it all in one place. Whether they're getting along or not doesn't really matter to me. What matters is that they are able to spread out and do what they need to do. That he's not just leaving and pouting and going to be a negative influence on the country. He's actually going to go do a job that's very positive influence. So, in my opinion, I think it's a good move for him to run for governor of Ohio. Now, whether or not he's going to be able to... this will be interesting to see how this works out, because he's going to be on the campaign trail. He's going to be pretty much... Of course, I'm sure he's going to get the endorsement of Trump. It will be a good, I think, preview of how this guy can manage... kind of an executive position like that. And you have J.D. Vance, who I think has shown himself to be very potent with regard to the kind of experience he's going to have as VP. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. So we have 2028 for him, possibly 2032. And then after that, Vivek is still a very young guy. 2032 is only, you know, what is that, 10 years away or whatever it's going to be. So it's 12 years away. So we have very good possibility that Vivek could come in and step in after that. So we'll see how that all works out. There are plenty of people moving into the biosphere of the Republican Party as it is, as this Trump move sweeps the country. So we'll see how that works out. Folks, God bless. Shabbat Shalom. Have a great rest of your weekend. And I will see you on Monday, if all goes well. Lord willing, and the big thing rise. Folks, take care. See ya.